USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden. The Kentucky Derby will take place May 1st with limited attendance. Tickets go on sale Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is discussing how the Trump administration handled border control compared to the Biden administration.
I think we grasped this nearly perfectly, and while we executed in a bumpy way, we ultimately got there. We had courts challenging some of the work that we did, but in the end, we got the policy right.
He adds the way the current administration is handling the surge of illegal border crossings isn't benefiting anyone, including the illegal immigrants attempting to get into the country.
This isn't in America's best interest. It's not in Mexico's best interest, and certainly not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations in Central America who simply want a better life.
Mars helicopter Ingenuity carries a piece of the Wright brothers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki explains.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover, and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.